Hi, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio on January 11th, 2022. Welcome to today's show. We've got a nice show today with our good friends from Discovery Education, their STEM Careers Coalition. And representing them will be Rachel Scheffler. And then we have a special guest from one of their good partners, one of their industrial partners, I might add, the great DuPont Company. Okay, Pat McCumman is here. He's a global community impact leader. We'll find out exactly what that is as the show goes on, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll really enjoy it. Okay, and we're going to talk about, and this is key, you know, I always talk about industry having to step up, especially these days when budgets are so tight. But we train kids to be, A, super good citizens, and B, to enter the workforce. And if the industry wants a good workforce in the future, all right, and at worst they're only 12 years down the line, okay, before 14 years before they get into a job situation, okay, they've got to step up. All right, and so DuPont, the STEM Careers Coalition, is doing that, and I'm always happy to talk about that because we need a good future workforce. Okay, then it's simple. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. That's ace-ed.org. That's the home website of our Consortium for Equity in Education and Access, I might add. All right, you can see our magazine over there, which is called Equity and Access. We just added a weekly newsletter to the website, which makes it just a little quicker and easier to read and a little quicker bite, etc. People were requesting that because they're so busy these days. So we just started that work on that today, but it is up there. All right, you can go over, check it out at ace-ed.org. Everything we do is over there, but there's also a link to our new website, which is called SEL Today. That's all about social emotional learning. And you can click over there. It is at seltoday.org. So there's a lot of exciting things we're doing. And I hope you take advantage of them. Again, all at ace-ed.org. And I've got three lines open and two guests. This should be interesting. So I think we've got Rachel here. Rachel, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Rachel. Call me Larry. How you doing?
Good morning, Larry. How are you? Good morning, Pat.
I am fine. Okay. And welcome from near Allentown, Pennsylvania, I bet you, right? Where are you?
Yes, I am.
What happened? I lost you. Rachel?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, are you living there in Allentown where they're trying to keep the economy down, whatever that song was?
Yeah, yeah. The song from Billy Joel. That's what everybody's aware of.
Yeah, okay. Good old Allentown, home of Hess Brothers. I'm from Philly. I know it all too well. My wife's down 6'11". She's from Doylestown, okay, Pennsylvania. All right? And I think I've got Pat on the line. Pat, do I have you there? All right, let's find out on this one. I got extra lines open here. Pat, are you there?
I sure am. Can you hear me?
There you go. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I am just fine, as a matter of fact. Okay, and it's good to have you here, my friend. It really is. Pat, I'll introduce you as a global community impact leader working at DuPont, and tell everybody what that does. What do you do for a living every day? And by the way, your boss asked me to ask you that question. Dude, what does Pat do every day? So go ahead, tell us.
It's not the first time that she's asked me that question.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Yeah, so you know, what it really stands for is the fact that for more than 200 years, DuPont in Delaware and around the world has tried to make an impact. And not just from a business perspective, but from a social perspective. DuPont has a long history of building almost 100 schools between 1800 and about around 1910 in Delaware, because it's our home state. Yeah, it's lots of interesting historical facts about DuPont and education,
yeah,
but
well, there are.
What the title means is that, you know, we really seek to make an impact, not just through funding like foundations do, but also through partnerships like this that really can move the needle on very important community needs, whether it's in Delaware or the world. We try to partner with folks like Discovery Education and others to really address some of these fundamental issues. And so that's what I do. I seek out these collaborations and partnerships with nonprofits, with folks like Discovery Education and others. And, you know, we'll talk more about that as we go on.
We will. And thank you. That helps to explain. And by the way, I'll tell you, as I mentioned a minute ago, I grew up in Philadelphia. I live in Maine now. Okay. But I grew up in Philly, and I went to Westchester, which is right on the Pennsylvania-Delaware border, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And right down Route 1. I still remember this, okay? I assume it's still there. I think it is the Hagley Museum. Do you know that?
It is.
Yeah.
It is still there. The Hagley Museum is one of the old DuPont manufacturing buildings from back in the day. And,
wow.
The Hagley Museum is a great partner of ours.
It is.
They do a lot of manufacturing technology and innovation exhibits that feature DuPont and some of the innovations that have taken place, you know, over the years.
Yeah, and it's really a cool museum, and I know not everybody can get to the little old Delaware, all right? But if you are anywhere in that area right on, I think it's on right on Route 1, isn't it? Is it on 1?
I think it's off of Route 1 or Route 100, but it's, you know, over in North Wilmington.
Yeah, and so, yeah, North Wilmington towards Pennsylvania, okay? And I just brought up a memory as I was thinking about DuPont today. That was a field trip we went on in college when I was taking a course in a history of American technology and innovation and industry. And it was an undergraduate level course, and the guy put us on a bus. Where the hell he got a bus, I have no idea. And we got down to, we went down there, and it was, I still remember the place. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, that was a long time ago. I knew Mr. Hagley. I used to shake his hand on. That's how long ago this was. Okay? it was unbelievable. The revolution was going on around us, the American Revolution. So, it's a long time ago, but I still remember it was a great place. I hope teachers can get over there. It's a great thing. So, talk about this for a second, and you heard me introduce this. Hold on. Excuse my cough. It's this damn cold. Okay?
Yep.
DuPont's an industry leader. Okay? Talk about how you guys approach, this is key, education and equity. Okay? Because you want to build, and I know you do, a diverse workforce, Pat. Okay? That's really important for you. Okay, but you've got to encourage kids to get involved in what you need, and a lot of that is really STEM at DuPont. So talk about when you look at all these things and all the forces in education these days, okay, talk about how you approach it from that point
sure.
of view. Then we'll get into some of the discovery stuff. Okay, Rach?
Yep, sure.
Good. You took the words out of my mouth. We really are focused on the nexus of diversity, education, and ultimately choices at the end of high school. So as we think about how we can impact education through partnerships like Discovery, we also have to think about who are the other nonprofit partners or entities that can help us do that. Because any good public-private partnership requires a collaboration across the key stakeholders who can make a difference. And when you put together a plan across those kinds of stakeholders, for example, Discovery, DuPont, and the Delaware Department of Education through the Delaware Pathways Initiative are the partners in this. And because we can bring in the private sector needs and know-how, Discovery's amazing content and professional education, and the Department of Education's broad reach top down into schools, we can make a huge difference. And that's what drew us to this partnership. And so as we think about diversity in education, you know, Delaware is, has a lot of challenges in terms of just keeping kids in school at this point, just like every
join the club.
School.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
like the other 49 states,
COVID, yeah, absolutely. So because of COVID, you know, Delaware has adapted to both synchronous and asynchronous learning opportunities where, you know, even our nonprofit partners like the Boys and Girls Clubs and the YMCA, who actually have kids after school or have kids all day, also need this content. So as we think about making a difference from a diversity perspective, you know, first of all, it's really important to the DuPont pipeline. We need a future diverse workforce.
Yes, it is.
And you know that, you know, STEM education is key for us and many other companies, and we need that diverse pipeline because, you know, we're not going to be able to function in the future, you know, with an empty STEM pipeline, number one, and a lack of diversity, number two. Diversity both in terms of race and gender. So
that's right.
Think about
Thank you.
Those things very, very carefully and look to do partnerships like this at scale, as well as some of the typical things that you would expect from a company like DuPont. We are focused on our trade association partnerships that focus on education, like the American Chemistry Council and the American Chemistry Society, and some of the others that we work with. We build opportunities for kids to get exposed to what it's like to be an engineer or in the private sector well before they get to high school. That's what we shoot, what we try to do is, mm-hmm. is really, you know, bring kids into STEM exposure earlier, which is part of the goal of this partnership in middle school and sometimes in late elementary school through the content that we're
absolutely
that Discovery is providing. So, you know, to put a finer point on it, this partnership for DuPont, for Delaware, and ultimately at scale, because we intend to bring this to other site communities for DuPont in the U.S., is probably one of the most critical partnerships that we've been able to put together so far. And we're really looking forward to, you know, back to your original question, what does community impact mean? Is really an impact on our workforce, exposing more kids to STEM early, giving them a chance to create wealth for themselves because they have
mm-hmm.
choices at
mm-hmm.
the end
mm-hmm.
of high school, and
mm-hmm.
through the Delaware Pathways Program, which is the Education Department's program,
mm-hmm.
they also provide pathways to career development both in middle and high school. So that's what makes this a more sort of complete 360 approach to making sure that kids have an opportunity when they graduate.
Yeah, and you know it's so amazing, and with equity and with diversity, and those words are easy to bandy about, but you have to really make a commitment to it, and we haven't really done that over the last 80-90 years, and we missed as corporations missed a lot of kids. We let them kind of move off to the side, but when we approach it so that every single kid has the same opportunity regardless of gender, regardless of color, okay? That means that you have access to such a much broader base of intelligent people ready to come to work. And the work you guys do will not only affect DuPont, I have to say this, it's going to affect every company out there that's at all involved in STEM, because you folks are getting kids engaged in STEM. And the other thing is, you are giving them a reason why they should learn chemistry. When I was in school in chemistry, would have been 11th grade, okay? Somehow or other, I passed, okay? I probably got a C or a D, but I had no idea why I was learning this, all right? And when you put it into a perspective, okay, that makes sense for your future, it makes all the difference in the world to these kids, and it makes all the difference in the world to our economy. Okay, there's my speech for today. What do you think, Pat?
Yeah, no, I agree, and I'll just add one more point. What
please,
you said is
please.
Really important. Our workforce is, you know, we've made a $10 million over 10-year commitment to focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion, both internally and externally last year. And that investment is
nice.
Helping us to empower our employees to actually volunteer, to mentor, to increase their engagement with schools and students. We've got a lot of really smart people at DuPont.
Yeah.
I may not be one of them, but we got a lot of them that
join that club with
that are willing to, you know, do these kinds of things to help kids. And what we learn is that the exposure that they get to our employees and people who look like them so the kids can see what they can be, who they can
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
That's so important. And that's another component of the Discovery Education Partnership that we're excited about.
You should be. And I'm going to get to Rachel, but I have to – you reminded me of something when you brought up chemistry. I hope I'm right here. Wasn't DuPont's old slogan, better living through chemistry? Am I right?
I believe it was.
I think it
I've
was.
Only been at about 3 years, but I think you're right.
Well, I'm going back when I was a kid, and I saw the ads on TV, and that was about 47 million years ago. DuPont, better living through chemistry. I remember that. I don't know. Well, you're flooding me back with Philadelphia memories here today and DuPont memories and all that sort of thing. Okay, Rachel, put the STEM Careers Coalition, which, again, is part of Discovery, okay, into this conversation. Tell us what you guys are doing when you get a new partner like DuPont.
Yeah, well, I want to build on something that Pat just kind of put a button
on. No, you have to build on something I said because I'm the host. Those subjects, no, he doesn't matter. Sorry, I'm the host.
Okay, so
no, I'm just kidding.
You
go ahead.
Built on
please, go ahead. Yeah.
You know, when Pat was just mentioning, you know, the partnership that involves the Delaware DOE and the Delaware Pathways
yeah.
Initiative, and I think
nice.
One of the things that we find very I don't want to say new wave or new school, but what is unique about the DuPont-DE partnership is that because DuPont is investing in such a large-scale STEM initiative and they're able to assist the state's approach to education,
mm-hmm.
DuPont
mm-hmm.
is really putting their ear to the ground and actually trying to solicit the feedback from the state on what they are recommending that is best for students in the state of Delaware.
Nice.
So
nice.
Just going, you know, instead of going in, Larry, like with an agenda saying, well, you know, we want to do X, Y, and Z at DuPont, they're turning the table saying, okay, we want to be the best partner we can be for the state of Delaware. What are those needs? What are your strategic goals? And how can we as a partner plug into those goals? So it's it is a very hands-on partnership. And I know that Pat,
great.
You know, probably would mention this later. But in turn, what it's going to do for DuPont is allow DuPont to be very hands-on with those students that they are helping in the state. You know, so essentially, it's going to come full circle.
Oh, without question, and you know, and I want to say this: whatever they're doing, and whatever you're doing with the STEM Careers Coalition, okay, however that works is going to reach far beyond Delaware. Okay, because
yeah.
we're talking about DuPont is an international corporation, so are so many of the other companies you work with. Okay, and
mm-hmm.
while they may be headquartered in Delaware, the work they're doing extends way beyond that, and they may be working great, and that's wonderful, with the Delaware Department of Education. It goes way beyond. The impact goes way beyond that, speaking of global impact. Okay, it's that simple. And now, and again, let me ask my question again, Rachel. STEM Careers Coalition into all this. What are you guys doing to help DuPont along? Because you are the experts on the education side. You know what education needs. They're the expert on the
yeah.
industrial side. And by the way, they know what their workforce requirements are, which is key, and nothing wrong with that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you guys fit in? Go for it.
Yeah. I look at us as, I guess I could answer that in two ways. First, I could look at us as connectors. Okay, because we are the eyes and the ears and the relationship builders to the schools. And then we have our partners who we also have relationships with. And a lot of times, you know, we need to be able to bridge those two together. You know, so you have a lot of other organizations that are also partners in the coalition that are really looking to us to say, hey, you know, we would like to make a difference in all school communities and Discovery,
yep.
you are that connector. Okay, and so I really look at us as also, you know, not only builders of the program, but we are relationship builders and be able to bring people like DuPont and the Delaware
yep.
State DOE together and really start to dive into the good work that we can do for STEM education.
And you are doing that. And Rachel, you have a lot of partners, and people can go over to the website and check it all out.
Yep.
Okay, just Google STEM Careers Coalition. All right, and you'll see
mm-hmm.
the other partners. Yeah, give us an idea of some of the, and you know this, some of the success stories you've had over the course of time and how school districts are working with you.
Yeah, we've had a couple different success stories in the more recent months where we've had coalition partners who not only are, you know, investing in creating their own content, but they're also now starting to think about ways that they can partner with other coalition members to, you know, stand up opportunities in certain communities that maybe cross over between their organizations. So we have a few of our current partners now, Larry, that, for example, have joined together to provide some of these critical STEM resources to DC public schools. Okay, we also have ones that have joined together to, you know, bring critical resources into Metro Nashville in Tennessee.
Oh, good.
So I think they're also starting to realize that, you know, the coalition definitely is about what can we do for our organization in terms of STEM programming, but it's also really about the collective. You know, how can we join together as a collective movement to make a greater impact on education? And so, you know, we just look at it over the years of, you know, Larry, you know, this started in 2019 for us, and we're 2 years into this now with, you know, 22 partners strong. And I think each time we onboard, especially these days, yes. And I think that they're starting to appreciate, you know, the power of partnership with each other.
You know, they really are. And I have to say something else. I'm on a soapbox this morning. Okay, a good soapbox, mm-hmm. I might add. All right. You know, I was going to say this. This is the STEM Careers Coalition. And STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, is extremely important. All right. But I always like to say STEM is interdisciplinary. And, Pat, you're mm-hmm. going to agree with me on this one. All right. When DuPont, with its chemists and its engineers, create something, they're not creating something for the sake of creating something. They're creating something that people need, that society needs. And you can't do that unless you understand the needs of society. And so when we talk about STEM, okay, we can't leave out social studies, and we can't leave out great literature and all that sort of thing, all right? Because all of it combines in an interdisciplinary fashion to produce the things we need, be it a bridge, be it Velcro, be it whatever the heck it is, all right? The point is everything we're doing is interdisciplinary. And so when we talk about the STEM Careers Coalition, we're talking about careers, but it goes way beyond STEM. But that's kind of where it starts once we decide what we need to do. What do you think of that one, Pat?
Oh, I agree. I think, you know, one of the goals that we have in this partnership is to just provide enough exposure and get kids excited about STEM through the discovery provides.
Get kids excited and engaged.
Keep them in school. To actually keep them in school, no matter what discipline they want to study, it's important that they stay in school, right? So
that's right.
We want to be that catalyst to get kids excited again about education. Because, you know, Delaware is an amazing place. It's a fairly small state. It's like, you know, one community focused, and everybody is focused on all of these social impact issues. And so the environment to create partnerships like this is really ripe. And really, there's a lot of champions for education in Delaware. So I think that, you know, as we, you know, we're only a couple of months into our new partnership, but I would venture to guess that we don't even know what kind of opportunities we have yet to make a difference. And that's what's so exciting about this. It's a journey for us as well as for the Department of Education and Discovery, but I'm sure that we're going to be able to help keep more kids in school.
Better living through chemistry, and you are going to be able to do that. Okay, and you said the right words, keeping them entertained, keeping them engaged, okay, with the rationale as to why they're learning this stuff. All right, just learning this stuff is fun, but kids don't get that. Whose dog just barked? Whose dog was that? Rachel, was that
sorry.
Your dog? Sorry. Let me make the point. Dogs are always invited on Education Talk Radio. What is the dog's name?
Ruby.
Ruby, when this show is done, you give Ruby a cookie and tell her it's from Uncle Larry. Okay? Pat, do you have a dog? Pat?
But he's not in here right now.
Oh, okay, good. You can give him a cookie, too.
I
Uncle
will.
Larry. Okay, just so you know that. Dogs are always welcome
I'll
here.
Let him know.
Okay? This is good stuff. You know, I have to – let me ask you this, Rachel. Okay. This is getting to be a messy year and messy semester, should I put, in education, okay, because of Omicron, all right? Schools like Chicago, schools are open, closed, everybody's arguing, nobody knows what's going on, but the kids still have to learn, all right? And I know for a fact in Massachusetts we talk to teachers all the time, and somebody told me only 40% of their students are showing up. Okay, it's just crazy out there right now. But that doesn't mean they can't learn. All right, that doesn't mean they don't want to learn. Okay, and with what's going on right now, I just want you to talk about some of the resources that are on your site just to help teachers along. And again, this goes beyond STEM. But go ahead, just talk about that. What are the resources to talk about all this, to address this?
Yep,
Rachel.
Yeah,
go.
I think. We're trying to think through from a teacher's journey exactly what you just said, Larry, thinking, you know, what can we do to make these resources easiest, you know, to access by teachers where it's plug and play in some instances. And we are building out some of those supports through the platforms that DuPont and others are supporting in classrooms.
Yeah, good.
Where teachers can grab those lessons, you know, ready-to-use activities is what we like to call them, so that teachers can really just go in there, you know, grab some things that are interesting to them or that are matching with their curriculum, you know, lessons for the day and just implement, right? Because we know that their time is precious. We know that there's a lot of things happening in the classrooms today, and that's what we're hearing from teachers the most is that it's there's so much what do I want to say, Larry? It's so much uncertainty day to day. Like it's nothing is predictable right now, right? And whatever we can do to make our teachers feel supported, you know, feel appreciated, and you know, just lift them up for the jobs that they're doing. We are trying to do that as best as possible, giving them engaging content, easily accessed content, and relevant content. Let's just talk about that. It needs to be relevant and ever changing.
I like that. I like that, and it's so darn important. Again, it's just Google. It's so easy. STEM Careers Coalition from Discovery Education. It's that easy. I want to ask an opposite question here, Pat. We've been talking about all the good things you could bring to the party, but you mentioned this. Discovery brings things to the party too. Okay, as you joined the, and I know it's only been a few months now, but you've joined the STEM Careers Coalition. Okay, what have you learned, or what philosophies, whatever resources, what have you learned from just these 2 months that have affected a change in the way you guys approach education at DuPont, helping education at DuPont?
Well, I'd say two things. One is that, first of all, the STEM Careers Coalition is made up of a lot of great companies, and many of those companies are actually our customers.
Right? There you go.
Intermediary materials for many of these companies to create all of the great things that they create. And so understanding their commitment to education and working more closely with them through the coalition, I think is going to be a game changer for us in terms of learnings, because the people that are on this coalition are so passionate and they're so rich in terms of ideas about innovation, because that's what we do. I think the sky's the limit on what we can learn. Secondly, I would say that the coalition is not just a private sector consortium trying to figure out how to help in education. It's supporting Discovery's focus on equity. And so their series, the Equity Talk series, where they bring together, you know, superintendents and teachers, districts around the country, is really, really important for us to expose our leaders to and ultimately learn from other districts about their challenges and how they've helped to solve them, because it just makes us, as a company, a better partner
Good
with
point.
The coalition.
And, you know, your point is well taken, and I'll just make it simple with the old cliche, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Okay, when you join in something like this, it's a corporation, you're learning from everybody. And I love the fact that other members of the coalition, okay, are already partnering with DuPont. I think that just kind of sums it up how it's all integrated within itself, and I think it's just great. You two are terrific. Thank you both, but you have to give Ruby, and what's your dog's name, Pat? What's your dog?
My dog's Pat? Name is Eno.
Say it again.
Eno. E-N-O. It's one backwards. My 6-year-old daughter, he's old now, but my 6-year-old daughter named him. I don't know why that was the name, but that's what came out of her mouth. So that's his name.
That's his name. What kind of dog is Eno? We have to ask now. What is Eno?
Yeah, of course. It's a Shih Tzu Yorkie mix.
Now I understand, okay? Professor yeah. Backwards. Pleh, pleh, the old joke. Okay? All right. So I'll tell Eno we said hi. Give him a cookie. All right.
We will. Yeah, absolutely.
What kind of dog is Ruby? Let's get like the shout out. A lab.
A lab.
A lab.
Just a lab.
What color lab?
She's they call her a fox red.
Ooh.
So she's like a yellow red lab. She's awesome.
Cool, because I have a yellow lab. My son's we're dog sitting my son's dog this week. It's a yellow lab. Okay.
Aww.
And the dog hopes someday to work for DuPont and grow up to become a clinical lab. That was a bad joke. Pat, thank you very much for the drum roll. Okay. Not a bad joke. Feel free to steal it. All right. Guys, thank you both. This was wonderful. Okay. And give the dogs a cookie. Okay.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. Stay warm.
Bye.
Okay. And stay safe, for goodness sakes, with all the craziness out there right now. That was a nice show. I really enjoyed that. And hello to Ruby and Eno, or goodbye to them, actually. All right, we're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. Please go over and see what we're doing with social-emotional learning, with equity, and with access, all the things we do. And I've got a new little newsletter section that's going to change every week over on ace-ed.org. It's all fun. It's all good, and it's quick. Enjoy it. I'm Larry Jacobs, Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.